Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's a 208 featured record of the week.
Radio Luxembourg.
One of our three feature singles of the week on Radio Luxembourg. Big Heat is the name of the group doing it for you. Watch Me Catch Fire, title of the song. We're going to catch fire right after the news. Solid Gold. Then America's Top 10 Records for you. Right now, 3 minutes away from news time, top of the hour, 11 o'clock, is Alison Moyet. All Cried Out.
You took your time.
All Cried Out, Alison Moyet, Radio Luxembourg, where it's precisely 11 o'clock British Summer Time, 12 midnight in Central Europe.
208.
Good evening, I'm Bob Stewart with the news to this hour.
Bob Stewart
makes you feel good all over.
Got it, little darlings, at 208 meters. Radio Luxembourg on a Sunday night with yours truly, Bob Stewart, counting it down from now until the midnight hour. The thing we're counting down is America's Top 10 Records. Stateside this week, they've got three brand new entries on the top 10. First off, debuting at number 10, Robert Palmer, John Taylor, Tony Thompson, Andy Taylor, and Bernard Edwards, collectively under the title of The Power Station with Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot.
That's the title of the song, Some Like It Hot. Yes, sir. And Power Station are the folks doing it for you, debuting as the first of three new entries on America's Top 10. They come in at number 10. The second new entry debuts at number 9 for Don Henley. Lifted from the album, The Building of the Perfect Beast, this is the second hit single to happen for Don. He's already been on the charts with the Boys of Summer. In Britain, he's now got issued as a single, The Sunset Grill. And on America's Top 10 this week, he debuts with another track from the album at number 9 on the charts, Don Henley and All She Wants to Do Is Dance. Don Henley, debuting at number 9 on America's Top 10 with All She Wants to Do Is Dance, and he's got some other wild ideas. The third and final new entry, the biggest new entry of the week on America's Top 10 Records, comes in one notch ahead. It's written by Lionel Richie, and it's a musical commemoration of Marvin Gaye, beautifully sung by Diana Ross, entitled Missing You. Beautiful? Absolutely. Diana Ross, beautiful to look at too. The song that's happening at number 8 on America's Top 10 Sounds, the third final new entry this week, Missing You at number 8. Now this. You've got seconds to beat the intro. There's no help coming your way, but if you know your music, you could win yourself a 208 50th Anniversary Commemoration Picture Disc. Want to play Beat the Intro? Dial Luxembourg 496-176.
Join the fun of Radio Luxembourg's great CNA Top 3 competition.
All right, Beat the Intro up and coming for you. Got a contestant on the line phoning in from Germany, and should he come up with the correct artist, and title of the song for Beat the Intro, he'll win himself a copy of our 208 picture disc with music from Pari Passu that sounds like this. A whole lot of good music on there. Now, let me say hello to Mike. How are you doing out there?
Hello, yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm calling from Kassel.
From where?
Kassel. K-A-S-S-E-L.
Kassel?
Yeah.
Okay, in West Germany.
All right.
Are you a German national, Mike? Are you a German citizen?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, your English is very, very good.
I do what I can.
Okay, well, I hope that your choice, or at least your knowledge of pop music is just as good, Mike, because you're about to be put to the test.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me give you a couple of hints along the way here. The record that we've got lined up has been in the British Top 30 and in the American Top 30 some weeks back. Okay? We're going back actually about 3 months or 4 months ago. Okay?
Okay.
It is also essentially a gospel song, although it never was intended to be so when they first started out to record it. More than that, I cannot tell you. The introductory piece of music has got 34 seconds choice for you to make a guess in. I suggest that you take the whole 34 seconds, okay?
All right.
All right. Your time, Michael, starts right now.
Oh,
who is the artist and what is the title of the song?
I guess the title is Jam Will Be There.
Mm-hmm.
And the artist... it's a little bit difficult.
You have to tell me now, Mike. Oh, boy. Sorry, my friend.
Can you give me a little help?
No, no more help. That's it. You blew it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but a good try. You're absolutely right. It's Yamo Be There, and it's James Ingram is the gentleman who sings it. Huh?
I know it.
I knew that you knew it, but I'm not allowed to tell you because that would be cheating on the thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
However, you got so close. Who would you like to dedicate the record to?
To my girlfriend, Sabine.
Sabine?
Yeah.
Okay, is she with you right now?
No.
Oh, where is she?
I think she's at home.
Okay, well, let's hope she's listening in. Thank you for playing the game, Mike. Have a good weekend, won't you?
Okay, thank you.
Or at least a good Monday when it rolls around. Bye-bye. James Ingram and a little help from Michael McDonald with Yamo Be There. No, that record is not on America's Top 10. That was Upbeat the Intro. Michael over in Germany didn't quite make it along the way. Let's get back to the charts. Moving up from last week's number 10 to this week's number 7 on America's Top 10 records, here's Murray Head's One Night in Bangkok. The way it goes. Murray Head moves up from last week's 10 to this week's 7 with One Night in Bangkok. Radio Luxembourg, round about now. Quick look at the weather board tonight. The north will be dry and a little frosty, while there'll be a few showers in southern areas. The coming day, well, northern Scotland will be cloudy with some rain. Other regions can expect sunny spells with some showers in Wales and southern England. The next record up and coming is on America's Top 10, and it's a 208 Power Play.
Radio Luxembourg, 208.
Climbing three notches on America's Top 10 records this week. Simple Minds do it. It's called Don't You Forget About Me.
Aircheckdownloads.com.